Bill 45. Young Rawlings. This is the situation. Listen, do not speak. Two middle-aged and highly dissatisfied employees are talking about conditions in their firm. They consider their own position in relation to that of a young colleague called Rawlings. This is how their conversation begins. What's the use of being ambitious in a firm like this? Take young Rawlings, for instance. He's keen and hard-working. He's only been in the firm for 2 years. He still hasn't realized how difficult it is to get on in this kind of establishment. That's something he has yet to realize. Now, you and I have been in the firm for 20 years. And where are we? Right at the bottom. Young Rawlings still hasn't discovered that all the key positions are held by older men. That's something he has yet to discover. Just because he's been given a bit of responsibility, he thinks he can sail to the top. He still hasn't found out that they don't know what the word promotion means in this firm. That's something he has yet to find out. Now you do the same. Ready? What's the use of being ambitious in a firm like this? Take young Rawlings, for instance. He's keen and hard-working. He's only been in the firm for 2 years. He still hasn't realized how difficult it is to get on in this kind of establishment. That's something he has yet to realize. Now, you and I have been in the firm for 20 years. And where are we? Right at the bottom. Young Rawlings still hasn't discovered that all the key positions are held by older men. That's something he has yet to discover. Just because he's been given a bit of responsibility, he thinks he can sail to the top. He still hasn't found out that they don't know what the word promotion means in this firm. That's something he has yet to find out. Thinks he knows everything, that's the trouble. He's only been here 2 minutes and he thinks he can tell us what to do. He still hasn't acquired the necessary experience to know how to behave. That's something he has yet to acquire. The way he spoke to me the other day. Good morning, Grundle, he says. He didn't even say Mr. Grundle. Who does he think he is? He still hasn't learned how to be tactful. That's something he has yet to learn. I expect to be treated with respect. I expect to be called Mr. Grundle. I'm not a boy. Young Rawlings still hasn't understood that we're 20 years his senior. That's something he has yet to understand. He's young, and he's got a lot to learn. He's not like us. He still hasn't developed a sense of responsibility. That's something he has yet to develop. His turn will come. He'll wait for years, like us. Then he'll find he's in the same position. He still hasn't experienced frustration. That's something he has yet to experience. I just can't understand why he was promoted over our heads. A young good-for-nothing like that. He still hasn't faced failure and disappointment. That's something he has yet to face. You'll never see me running round trying to please him. He'll find out what I'm like soon enough. He still hasn't seen me as I really am. That's something he has yet to see. Grundle?
Yes, Mr. Rawlings. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.